Yes. Storytelling? No. It weaves together experience. No, very different. Very different in the sense of the, you know, and is, as you said, I mean, it's conjoined, it's not disjoined. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's a very different function for, because of the presence of volition in sankhara, that's, you know, the actual creating of the story. Of course, the story needs to have these snippets of experience that are drawn together. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. There's not that same kind of volition going. So. Mm-hmm. No, anger is a volitional formation.
And that's but it's formed. So actually, the actual physical sensations in the body, that's sort of that formation.
No. You must be a disciple of Goenka.
No. I'm sensing the muscles. The muscles are controlled here.
Well, that one is the, how do you say, there is the physical experience, and again, this is where it's so important that it's conjoined and not disjoined, so that the these are all happening together, and it's very difficult to parse it all out into really discrete aspects of these khandhas. But the anger is an emotion that is formulated. The anger has a effect on the physiological level, which we then can note as pleasant or unpleasant, and then that's a trigger for emotion around that or reaction around that, which is another volitional formation. So it's all feeding back and forth, but it is somewhat different, in the sense that the experience would be slightly different, and then that body and mind interaction.
Thinking how complex emotion is, it's not just sort of even saying it's not a single,
right?
A combination of that feeling in the body, the volition.
And then it affects the body, and then the body has a particular way of reacting, which then is then picked up differently by cultural conditioning, even. I mean, there's a lot going on. They've done tests on one is that, of course, the reaction in the body of say anger, and then what the hormones that are stimulated, the your kind of limbic system kind of washing your body in endocrines but then they've taken different say like the in America people who are from the southern states, which have a and started with actually with a kind of a world culture of looking at cultures that are pastoral based, and they have a more of a kind of a warrior culture, and then that's translated into modern times of kind of honor culture. But then that the southern states in America were mostly populated by, in the early days, populated by northern Scotland, northern areas, which have more of a pastoral kind of base. So then it ended up, so there's more of a kind of an honor mindset in the south, which translates into more revenge killings and interesting family gatherings, they did these tests of going into a psych lab in some place in Michigan, I think it's in the north. And they're going in. There have been volunteers to go into the psych lab to do some psychological testing, and they come up in the elevator and go to the floor, and then they come out of the elevator, and then some kind of big hulking guy. And the test. Some big hulking guy comes walking past them. Bumps into them and sort of walks away from them, sort of, watch it, asshole. And then so they go into the lab, and people from northern states and people from southern states had very totally different ways of what their bodies were doing, how long it took for the kind of stress hormones to subside, for the different types of indicators of anger and emotion took a lot longer to subside, this is a very interesting. These are many. And say like the Buddha is from a warrior culture, he's sort of sussed that out. This is something that's complex and these are, but it can be dealt with and worked, understood.